Support for KRVS comes from Acadian Pawn, celebrating the music and memory of Little Buck Senegal. For over 32 years, providing local musicians with a selection of musical instruments, accessories, and PA packages, as well as loans on used professional audio gear. Acadian Pawn, 1304 Moss Street, Lafayette, and at its new location at 110 Gilbo Road. The website is acadianpawn.com.
Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Texas is making progress in its fight against coronavirus. The state reports that the number of new cases has been falling for several days now. A couple of weeks ago, a team of 20 medical specialists from New York arrived in Houston to help with testing thousands of people. As they were about to leave, Mayor Sylvester Turner thanked New York Governor Andrew Cuomo for reaching out.
He graciously offered to send support to the city of Houston to assist in our testing, recognizing that we're in the midst of a resurgence.
Different picture in Florida, which confirmed more than 12,000 new cases of the virus today, that putting the overall number at more than 400,000 in the state so far. President Trump is now seeing eye to eye with public health experts who are strongly warning against holding large gatherings in the middle of a pandemic. His reelection campaign's dropping plans to hold part of the GOP's nominating convention in Florida next month. More than 4 million people in the U.S. are or have been infected with coronavirus over the past several months. Brazil has the second largest number of cases in the world, and new cases there are surging as well. This week, it registered a daily record of nearly 68,000 cases. NPR's Philip Reeves says none of that is stopping Brazil's president from undermining isolation measures.
Sooner or later, everyone will get the coronavirus unless they hide away in a corner, says Jair Bolsonaro. He has the virus himself and is finding hiding away difficult. The 65-year-old Bolsonaro yesterday drove a motorbike around the grounds of the presidential palace, where he's supposed to be in isolation. He was photographed chatting with groundsmen without wearing a mask. The images don't show how far apart they were. Bolsonaro's critics say this is more reckless behavior from a president whose nation has more infections than anywhere except the U.S. and is averaging just over 1,000 deaths a day. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.
In other news, Iran's foreign minister is criticizing the U.S. after an Iranian airliner was intercepted by a U.S. fighter jet over Syria. We have more from Nada Homsi in Beirut.
Passengers aboard an Iranian commercial flight were alarmed when their Beirut-bound plane plunged abruptly as it flew over Syria. Video footage circulated online in Iranian state news shows passengers on board the Mahan airliner screaming as the plane suddenly drops. It also shows at least two fighter jets flying beside the aircraft. A U.S. official wrote in a statement to NPR that an American fighter had conducted what he called a standard visual inspection of the Iranian airliner, claiming it was from a safe distance. There is a U.S. military base in Syria's Tanf region where the Iranian passenger plane was in the air. Israel and the United States have long accused Mahan Air of carrying weapons for Iran-backed fighters, and the airline is under U.S. sanction. For NPR News, I'm Nada Homsi in Beirut.
You're listening to NPR News. Johns Hopkins University reports more than 15 million cases of coronavirus around the world since December and more than 600,000 deaths. The World Health Organization says that people need to empower themselves with knowledge so they can stay healthy and keep the people around them safe from COVID-19. We have this from NPR's Ping Wang.
Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, WHO's director general, says don't expect someone else to keep you safe. He says it's your responsibility to know the risk level in your local community every day.
Do you know how many cases were reported where you live yesterday? Do you know where to find that information? Do you know how to minimize your exposure?
Tedros says he knows people are sick of the pandemic, but they have to stay aware to protect themselves and their friends and neighbors. Public health experts say the key element to knowing whether it's safe to go to school or church or visit a nightclub is to know the rate at which the virus is spreading in that community. Ping Huang, NPR News.
Anyone with a minor criminal record can still qualify to work at a bank in the U.S. under a new rule a bank regulator reportedly approved today. Reuters News Service cites officials with the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation in reporting that the FDIC has agreed to lift certain hiring restrictions to help financial firms develop a more diverse pool of candidates. Federal law bars banks from hiring someone convicted of certain crimes unless they get a written waiver. Reuters reports that today's rule relaxes that requirement for minor offenses like small dollar theft under $1,000 or having a fake ID. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Capital One. Capital One's banking app lets people manage their money anytime, anywhere. Capital One, this is banking reimagined. What's in your wallet? Capital One N.A.
It's 6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon. You are tuned in to the final hour of the Blues Box for us this Friday here on KRVS. Do stay tuned, though, at 1 o'clock for more good music on the program American Roots, hosted by Nick Spitzer. And after Nick, stay tuned for Roger Cash at 3 p.m. with Freetown Radio. And, of course, we have more national and international news coming up at 4 o'clock on the program, All Things Considered. We're going to go back next to the year 2000. Listen to E.C. Scott from Oakland, California, and she's Living for the Weekend.
Loving everybody but me. a lot of things. Baby, you're a dream, but you're a dream that don't come true. But don't expect me back again. And if you think that I'll miss crying, 'cause you just won't love me right. If you think I'll miss the heartache, you can think twice. Expect me back again. And if you think that I'll miss crying, 'cause you just won't love me right. If you think I'll miss the heartache, you can think twice. You can think twice. You can think twice. Yes, honey, you better think about it a long time. Been a fool for you just a little bit too long. Don't sit there and let your itty-bitty mind fool you. I can live a long time without life for you, honey. So you can think twice.
Irma Thomas, the soul queen of New Orleans, You Can Think Twice. Irma Thomas recorded back in 1987 in Metairie, Louisiana. You know, Metairie and Jefferson Parish. And Irma was preceded by E.C. Scott. We heard E.C. Scott from the year 2000 doing a number from her disc masterpiece, a piece called Living for the Weekend. And, of course, a lot of us would like to be able to live for weekends like we were doing maybe a year or so ago, but that's not the case. Now it's no live music, that sort of thing, maybe yard work, and, of course, listening to public radio. There's a lot of good tunes, a lot of good grooves on public radio, so keep us in mind, keep us tuned in. We just heard Irma Thomas. We're going to turn to another New Orleanian. This time we're going to turn to the late Johnny Adams, a wonderful, wonderful singer that put out quite a number of recordings over the years. We're going to go back to 1991 and a disc. Johnny Adams sings Doc Pomus, and we're going to let Johnny sing the Doc Pomus tune for us called I Underestimated You.
I thought I knew all there was to know about a woman and such. But knowing you made me know that I sure didn't know too much. No, I didn't. I used to live on Sunrise Highway, but now I live on Lonely Avenue. 'Cause you see now, woman, I underestimated you. It took 10,000 years or more to make a man from a monkey. It took you just 2 short weeks to make a monkey out of me. I thought I knew everything, but I didn't have a clue. I'm afraid to my sorrow, I underestimated you.
bought you a rhinestone on time. And while I was laying down the deposit, you split with all the furniture and left me the hangers in the closet. I used to live on Sunrise Highway, but now I live on Lonely Avenue. 'Cause you see now, woman, I underestimated you. Oh, yeah. It took 1,000 years or more to make a man from a monkey. It took you just 2 short weeks to make a monkey out of me. And I'm sorry. Oh, yes, I am. And I'm sorry. You know that I am. Let me tell you why. I bought you a rhinestone, and I bought it on time. And while I was laying down the deposit, baby, you had the nerve to split with all my furniture and left me the hangers in the closet. And I'm sorry, 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 ah, sorry, baby. And I'm sorry, I underestimated you, woman. I said, you know that I said,
I'm gonna lay down.
Music from Snooks Eaglin, a blind New Orleans guitarist and vocalist, I should say, the late Snooks Eaglin. It was said about him that he could hear a tune once and play it. And he was doing, of course, Down by the Riverside, 12-string guitar. And the sort of break he did was reminiscent of one that was done on a Sister Rosetta Tharpe recording many, many years ago, well, back in the 1940s, so I'm guessing that's where he got it. This is from a disc called Country Boy in New Orleans, and the music was recorded by folklorist Harry Oster back in the late 1950s. Before we heard Snooks Eaglin, we heard music from Johnny Adams, the late Johnny Adams, more New Orleans music. Johnny Adams did a Doc Pomus composition called I Underestimated You. And great musicians on that particular disc, along with Johnny, Dr. John on piano, Duke Robillard on guitar, James Singleton on bass, Johnny Vidakovich on drums, Alvin Red Tyler on sax, also on sax, Eric Traub, Charlie Miller on trumpet. They had some great musicians back in those days, guesting on a lot of New Orleans recordings, and they still have a lot of great ones. We're going to turn to a new disc that's called Memphis Loud by Memphis-based and Florida-born and raised Victor Rainwhite. He's had other discs out in the past. Interesting pianist. He's won a number of blues awards over the years. He was a Grammy nominee in 2018, if I remember right. Interesting disc, interesting compositions and arrangements. Here is Victor Wainwright with one of them, a number called Sing.
Yeah! Love like God's is out of sight. Love you in the morning and in the evening too. But every time you leave me, I get mad with you. I'm torn down, almost level with the ground. Really don't believe that your love is true, and I'm torn down, baby, almost a level with the ground. Well, I feel like this with my baby, it can't be found. Yeah, I'm torn down, almost a level with the ground.
The Knickerbocker All-Stars from their disc Go Back Home to the Blues that came out in 2015. I'm Tore Down, a number that Freddie King recorded many, many years ago. And before hearing the Knickerbocker All-Stars, we heard Victor Wainwright and The Train. That's his band from their brand-new disc Memphis Loud. And Victor Wainwright did a number for us called Sing. You're listening to The Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon.
Support comes from Vermilionville, welcoming visitors back to the historic village, and La Cuisine de Maman for dine-in or takeout. Vermilionville is now also available for catering, weddings, receptions, and special events. Vermilionville is located at 300 Fisher Road in Lafayette. The phone number is 233-4077. More information at BayouVermilionDistrict.org.
We're going to turn next to Wynonie Harris. He started recording back in the mid-1940s and well on into the 50s. Had a lot of hits back then. Here's Wynonie Harris here on KRVS with Drinking Wine.
Down in New Orleans where everything's fine, all of them cats is drinking that wine, drinking that mess to their delight. And when they get high, they start singing all night, drinking wine's for the oldie, drink wine.
Wine.
Wine's for the oldie, drink wine.
Wine.
Wine's for the oldie, drink wine.
Wine.
Hey, said bottle to me, drinking that mess to their delight. And when it gets rough, they start fighting all night, knocking down windows and kicking down doors, drinking by
by the gallons and screaming for more. Drinking wine's boldy, only drink wine.
Wine.
Wine's boldy, only drink wine.
Wine.
Wine's boldy, only drink wine.
Wine.
Here's that bottle to me. Hi! Hi! Me. Look out! Drink that mess! Put that bottle down, Rip! Give old Papa a little taste. Sweet Lucy! If you want to get along in some strange town, buy some wine and pass it around. All of them cats will think you fine. All of them cats, they love sweet wine. Drinking wine's boldy, only drink wine.
Wine.
Wine's boldy, only drink wine.
Wine.
Wine's boldy, only drink wine.
Wine.
Pass that bottle to me. I've got a nickel, if you got a dime, let's get together and buy some wine. Some by the fifth, some by the quart. When you buy blackberry, you're doing things smart. Drinking wine's boldy, only drink wine.
Wine.
Wine's boldy, only drink wine.
Wine.
Wine's boldy, only drink wine.
Wine.
Give that bottle to me. Hi, hi, hi.
A great big glass of wine. Give me a great big glass of wine. I'm gonna sit at the bar, cause the floor show starts at 9. Give me a great big glass of wine. Give me a great big glass of wine. Cause it's 8:45 and I still got a little more time. I got to have it.
Wine, wine, wine.
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 Cause I love it. To drink it. Give me a great big glass of wine. Give me a great big glass of wine. Cause it's 8:45 and it's just about that time. Yes, it is. Everybody's feeling good.
and it's about that time. Oh yeah.
Wine, wine, wine. Rod Piazza and the Almighty Flyers. This from a disc called Almighty Dollar that came out in 2011. Piazza has been making blues for many, many years, based out of Southern California, fine harp player and vocalist. He was preceded by Wynonie Harris. We heard Wynonie Harris doing a number called A Drinking Wine. And we turn next here on the Blues Box to Memphis Slim, fine pianist that, of course, came out of Memphis, ended up in Chicago in the 1930s, and left the United States in the early 60s for France, where he spent the rest of his life. We're going to turn to a disc called The Folkways Years, 1959 to 73. Here is Memphis Minnie with the number for us called If the Rabbit Had a Gun.
Take advantage of me, baby, because I'm in love with you. For someday one will come along and break your heart in two. A one-sided love sure God ain't no fun. You know it wouldn't be so much hunting if the rabbit had a gun. You always run around, stay out all night. But when I do the same thing, baby, you wanna start a fight. A one-sided affair sugar ain't no fun. You know it wouldn't be so much hunting if the rabbit had a gun. Tell them about it, Guitar Murphy. Hunting if the rabbit had a gun.
You sure have been good to me.
Lee, you sure have been good to me. You been good, Brother Lee, that you's intend to be. You sure it, baby. Brother Lee, honey, please don't you stay from home. I'm talking about you, Brother Lee. Brother Lee, please don't you stay from home. If you do, Brother Lee, something sure is going on wrong. Yes, yes. Talk about Brother Lee sometime. Well, all right. Brother Lee, why don't you come back home to me? Brother Lee, why don't you come back home to me? If you don't, Brother Lee, oh, babe, I sure can't see. Look at y'all now, Brother Lee, I don't want you even running around. Oh, Brother Lee, don't you leave when you run around. If you do, Brother Lee, please lay my money down. Yes, yes, play it by Brother Lee now, little white partner.
Bertha Lee Blues. That was Robert Pettway, Mississippi blues man, recorded in Chicago in February of 1942. Pettway recorded 16 tunes total, and it said he was an influence on John Lee Hooker and also on Muddy Waters, and some say even Jimi Hendrix. Muddy Waters took Pettway's 1941 his recording of Catfish Blues and used it to morphed through that thing and, you know, came up with his Rolling Stone. Before we heard Pettway, we heard Memphis Slim doing a number called If the Rabbit Had a Gun. And we're going to turn next here on the Blues Box to Blind Willie McTell, the wonderful Atlanta 12-string Piedmont guitarist. He first recorded back in the late 1920s. We're going to move on up to 1949 and listen to one of his numbers that harkens back to a number of old-time tunes, Streets of Laredo and a few others. Here is Blind Willie McTell with his Dying Crapshooter's Blues.
Little Jesse was a gambler, night and day. Well, he used crooked cards and dice. A sinful guy get hurted, but had no soul. Heart was hard and cold like ice. Jesse was a wild, reckless gambler. He won a gang of change, and a many gambler's heart he led in pain. When he began to spend and lose his money, he began to be blue and all alone. But boys, his heart had even turned to stone. What broke Jesse's heart while he was blue and all alone? Sweet Loreen had packed up and gone. Police walked up and shot my friend Jesse down. Boys, I got a dead of day. He had a gang of crap shooters and gallons at his bedside. Here are the words he had to say. Guess I ought to know exactly how I want to go. How you want to go, Jesse? 8 crab shooters to be my pallbearers. Let them be veiled out in black. I want 9 men going to the graveyard, buddy, and 8 men coming back. I want the gang of gamblers gathered around my coffin side. A crooked card printed on my hearse. Don't say the crap shooter's a lover, grieve over me. My life been a doggone curse. Send poker players to the graveyard. Dig my grave with the ace of spades. I want 12 polices in my funeral march. I should have playing blackjack lead the parade. I want the judge and solicitor who jailed me 14 times. Put a pile of dice in my shoes and what else? Let a deck of cards be my tombstone, but I got the dying crab shooter's blues. 16 real good crab shooters, 16 bootleggers to sing a song, 16 racket men gambling, cover 10 barred while I'm rolling along. He wanted 22 women out of the Hampton Hotel, 26 off of South Bell, 29 women out of North Atlanta. No, little Jesse didn't pass out so swell. Now his head was aching, heart was thumping. Little Jesse went down, bouncing and jumping. Folks, don't be standing around with Jesse crying. He wants everybody to do Charleston whilst he died. One foot up and a toenail dragging. Throw my friend Jesse in the hoodoo wagon. Come here, mama, with that can of booze. Dying crab shooters, blues I mean. The dying crab shooters, blues.
Can't tell my future, and I sure can't change my past. Yeah, can't tell my future, and I sure can't change my past. Yeah, seems like every hour sure, Lord, gonna be my last. Well, I'm going up the country, and I believe I will. Going up the country, and I believe that I will. I'm gonna build me a mansion way up on yonder hill. Now, some of these people, Lord, they sure do make me tired. Look here. Said some of these people, Lord, they sure do make me tired. Got a handful of gimme and a mouthful of much obliged.
ain't ashamed to lay them down. Lord, my mind is rambling, thinking about old Willie Brown. Can't tell my future, and I sure can't change my past. Can't tell my future, and I sure, Lord, can't change my past. Sometimes it seems like every hour, sure, Lord, gonna be my last. Seems like every hour, sure, Lord, gonna be my last.
Johnny Nicholas with a title track to his 2011 disc, Future Blues. A tune was first recorded by Willie Brown when he went up from Mississippi to Grafton, Wisconsin, along with Charlie Patton and also Son House, his old buddy Son House. They went up to record for Paramount Records. Willie Brown himself recorded a couple of tunes, Future Blues being one of them. Before we heard Johnny Nicholas, we heard Blind Willie McTell from 1949 doing his great Dying Crapshooters Blues. And that about wraps up this edition of the Blues Box here on KRVS. I'm Raoul Breaux. I'd like to thank you for tuning in. Also like to invite you to stay tuned. We have more good music coming your way in just a few moments on the program American Roots with Nick Spitzer. And after Nick, stay tuned for even more good music coming up at 3 p.m. on the program Freetown Radio with Roger Cash. This is 88.7 FM KRVS on the web at krvs.org. Listener-supported public radio, thanks to those of you who keep us on the air with your contributions. Little Walter is going to take us up to the top of the hour with a number called, a little piece called Big Leg Mama. Have a great weekend, and please stay safe. We'll be back next Friday morning after Morning Edition at 9 a.m. with another Blues Box. Thank you.
This is John Burside, better known as JB.
And Melvin Caesar, better known as MC. And we want you to join us each week for the Zydeco Pasale program for the best in Creole and Zydeco music in the area and even in the world.
Zydeco Pasale, coming up Saturday morning at 8, right here on KRVS.
Hello, KRVS listeners. Join us every Friday from 10 to midnight for The Fringe, all the best in underground sounds and so much more. That's The Fringe, Fridays from 10 to midnight on public radio for Acadiana, KRVS.
You are listening to KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.